Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everyone. Good day, ladies and gents. This is I, Leon, finally back with another episode of the Leon LeGrand podcast. As always, Leon here, back with some more news. Oh, my goodness. Excited to get back into today's podcast. It's incredible how long I've been out. And so today we're going to explore and talk about a different subject. After going through, you know, a lot of the Windows drama, which, you know, it's happening everywhere. A lot of people are talking about now Windows 11 being an agentic OS, which I'm not a fan of agentic OS whatsoever myself. And I think since a lot of you guys out there, which I've read from the comments from the last time, are gamers. And I have the biggest question right now, as I've been hearing and listening to a lot of the news lately with Linux and Linux becoming a big thing. Well, I can't say that this year is the year of the Linux desktop. I would say and put my hats on till next year that 2026 will be the year of the Linux desktop. And in this episode, I will tell you why that it is. Why next year will be the year of 2026, the year of the Linux desktop. And that's what we're going to get in today's episode. And so relating to the topic that I'll be going about, we're going to be talking about an important subject which does have something to do with open source today, which is Steam OS. What is Steam OS? And we're going to get onto Steam OS and how many people are going to get into it. Let's find out more right now. Thanks for everyone for joining me again on today's episode. So lately, throughout the interwebs and the internets, I've been hearing a lot of the backlash with Microsoft, and especially even I myself, not a fan of what's been happening throughout Microsoft's camp. And I feel that they're in a direction right now that they're going to continue to push AI in front of our faces that we've never asked for. While I've already known this for months, and this right here does not surprise me one bit. You know, I've came pretty prepared in months in advance knowing that this was going to happen. And I will say that Microsoft isn't doing a good job, and I feel that they're losing touch with the consumers right now, the consumer base. And I just feel that, first of all, that's Microsoft. I mean, if you buy a computer, you are buying not just the machine, but also the Windows license. And yet, they are screwing around with software and keeping a lot of key people, like, first of all, not just the world of business, right? I'm sure people in the tech space are just frustrated with, you know, their endless decisions, but also just regular everyday consumers and customers just wanting to go through their day, not deal with the AI slop that they're rolling all these updates automatically. And I'm just assuming that whoever is in charge with Windows updates rollouts have no idea what they're doing. And it's basically how I'm feeling with all the weeks, and especially with all the tech commentators and YouTubers pretty much vocalizing their frustrations like I am. I feel that I should chime in on what's going on. And so that's why if I'm going to be speaking to the gamers, and especially to the gamers and to everyday folks going on right now, especially with Steam OS, because I'm telling you right now, as I've been hearing the news with Valve, with everything that's been happening lately, this is why I feel that, especially with you operating systems like this, one, you're also wondering what the heck is Steam OS. And yes, Steam OS is a an operating system by Valve, which is a Linux-based operating system, which is now, if you guys are wondering what type of distro it is based off of, it is based off of Arch. So as far as me, I have no experience with the Arch-based Linux platforms whatsoever, since I'm still getting around to learning all the key operating systems, what I should know and what I should do about when it comes to migrating, from Windows to Steam OS. Now, here's one key thing I will say, is that gaming hasn't been as big in Linux as it is right now in this prominent time. And so that's why I feel that this year while we are seeing a lot more people migrated, even this week, the key things I've been reading, like especially Zorn hitting over 1 million users, Zorn OS. So look at that right there. That's the numbers, tells you something right there. And especially a lot of people are just saying, you know what, I might as well just take my chances, just jump into Linux, get out of the Windows platform. And, I know many people are just frustrated. And as of I'm close to, looking to fully migrate. If I decided to not to dual boot my machine then I might as well just go ahead and go full on Linux instead of just dual booting it too. Well, there was another option as well where I would love to partition it right on the same drive, but then I've read that what happens is that whenever you restart the system or an update patches it, what happens is that it will erase the Linux partition within that same drive. So think about it right there. All the work that you've done to get Linux into that same partition or same drive, then you waste all that time, and then Microsoft Windows decide to rid of it, which I have no idea why they would do that. It's incredible. But then here's my thing with this too, like with Steam OS, after reading through the specifications, which I'm going to get to it right now. So, let's continue on the read right there. What we're expecting with Steam OS and the new hardware, which that new hardware is called Steam Machine, which I'm sure most of you have already heard of it, because that's been, talked about since last week. And of course, I missed uncovering it for plenty of reasons. So I've had my own reasons why I've missed covering it. To be fair, I've been doing a lot of working, so I wasn't able to pick up on the news and record on time. Now, which as I'm talking about it, I'm glad I waited, because now we're seeing more news coming in, and especially more things rolling in. Because right now, as I've as I know that now, you got the Steam Deck, which is available right now, everywhere else, which is like $319 on sale. Then you got the Steam Controller, which the Steam Controller isn't available as of the moment. And then the Steam Machine, which looks like a cube. I know a lot of the people on the internet are calling it the GameCube, or it's in which, you know, to its name, it just looks so much like the GameCube, except for the optical disc drive. You know, that's the only takeaway out of it too. Now, and that's why I'm just going over, it's like, okay, this looks pretty attractive, and it's what they've said that the Steam Machine, it's supposedly be like a machine where you have all your libraries of Steam games, and not just your Steam games too. It's also what they've described it is like it's like a hybrid between a working PC and a console. So that's really cool too, because it's giving options for people where a lot of people just want, if you guys are just gamers, right? Don't care about messing around with the specs. Don't care about benchmarks or what's the word I'm trying to think too, is overclocking, or if don't want to mess or tinker around with that. You know, these are made for people like that at all too, and not everyone don't classify themselves as a PC gamer or a PC enthusiast, right? And they just want to sit down, relax, and just play their titles. And I feel that this is where it's at now, because competition is very much needed now in the console space, because Xbox isn't doing any consoles. Well, from Microsoft, they're not going to be making any more Xbox consoles. PlayStation is still in the game. Now, I would say that for me, as someone that had a PlayStation 5 very briefly, that's not going to bring me back into coming back into PlayStation, because I feel that they don't have any titles and that will interest me. And so most of the games that I enjoy, like God of War, Ratchet & Clank, and all the PlayStation titles, they're already imported on PC. So why would I ever go back on to playing PlayStation games and then with a optical Blu-ray disc, which makes no sense today going over, because all your games are going to be in right into the cloud of Sony. And you know, and also Sony has had its issues, so to me, that's disqualified me to get into Sony yet again, so I pass. Then Nintendo has its own issues where it's comes to a point that, look, I feel that Nintendo has lost the game on it. And while they're still maintained strong, there's still a customer base onto it. I feel that, you know what? I just don't care for Nintendo's products as well, because I feel that they've grown me a lot more greedier in the fact that the selections of games that they were releasing, you know, were just very poor, in my opinion, for the launch date of this year. So yeah, it's a very much hard on DRM. But what does take it away from me from the Nintendo is no ownership on the games too. And look, and I can criticize the same way with Steam as well, especially with their DRM games, but I'm not going to dabble into that today. I want to go over the bit of the specs here on Steam.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
On the Steam machine, because that, I have to say, the small form factor looks quite attractive. I'm not going to lie, too. So, and I will just give you just a brief details what I think about this as well. So, here we are. I'm on the website. And so, here are the specifications of the core features, which here it says, an OS optimized for gaming, with fast suspended resume, and cloud saves. And that's just the start. Then the next one says small form factor. Put it under your TV, set it on your desk, hide it under a banana. It's powerful PC gaming packed into a roughly 6-inch, 160mm cube. Well, that's, and it's still quite small. Looking at the cube itself, it's, wow, it is incredible how powerful it is just for a small form factor machine. And then next I'm reading is the cool and quiet, and Steam machine keeps cool and runs whisper quiet even while running the most demanding games. Awesome. And IO for days, ready for all peripherals and monitors you can throw at it. 1 gigabit Ethernet, DisplayPort 1.4, HDMI 2.0, 1 USB-C, 4 USB-A ports, but like, don't actually throw things at it. And then, 4 CPU and GPU, 4K gaming at 60 frames per second with FSR, thanks to a discrete semi-custom AMD desktop class CPU and GPU. Storage, and the storages they'll have available is available in two storage sizes, 112 gigabytes and 2 terabyte, both come with expandable via micro SDs. That's really good, wonderful right there. So if you want to add more storage, that's great. And you just pop in your micro SD and then you're solid. That's what I like right there. And then connectivity is 2x2 Wi-Fi 6E plus Bluetooth 5.3 with a detected antenna. Steam controller's wireless adapter is built right into Steam machine for direct pairing and power. No giant brick. Steam machine's power supply is built right in. Now that's really cool. That's what I like to hear right there, you know, because for anyone that just want to relax, not having to build a PC, which for many of you guys, you just don't want to go hands-on, build a machine, or and then having to find the towers for your current PC. I mean, as I'm looking at this, look, I like it. I do think it looks appealing. It, don't get me wrong. Now, I can tell you right there is that it will be another expensive gaming console / PC. And that's why I feel that it may not be suited for me, but for somebody out there, it's going to be suited for somebody that is going to be for someone that will be very simple. And someone that's looking to get away from the Microsoft /Sony/Nintendo environment, which, you know, this is going to provide a lot of things in stores, which I think it's going to be great, and continue on for gaming, which is optimized for gaming. It runs Steam OS. Steam Machines runs Valve's gaming first operating system. Steam OS is designed to provide a plug and play user experience while keeping the power and flexibility of a PC. Experience Steam OS in the same way as other Steam hardware. like Steam Deck and Steam Frame. And it says, and then the next one, it says Steam Machine Verify. We are expanding our Verify program to include ratings for Steam Machine so customers can understand how their games will run. And it's a PC. So just like the description says, it's a PC. And that's right. I've read it right too. And Steam Machine is optimized for gaming, but it's still your PC. Install your own apps or even another operating system. Who are we to tell you how to use your computer? And I like that description right there. I love how Val writes this down and tell you, is like, who are we to tell you to use your computer? Which is great. Because let's say if you don't like the Steam Machine OS, or yeah, the Steam OS, then you can just go install Fedora, Arch, or Ubuntu, whatever, onto this machine. So it's incredible. And I love that right there. And from the details, what I'm seeing is made for Steam controller. Steam Machine comes with a built-in wireless adapter just for pairing with Steam controller, up to four with a single adapter. This means you can pair your Steam controller without its plug, and you can wake your Steam Machine without leaving your couch. Oh, wow. That's incredible. Great for streaming. With enough horsepower to take on a most demanding games, Steam Machine is the perfect host PC for streaming to other devices. Easily stream to your Steam Deck, Steam Frame, or other device running Steam or Steam Link. Wow, that's impressive. So that's one thing I love about this too, because also you got to consider, and yeah, I am going to repeat myself, is that Steam OS is based on Linux. So mind you, is that this is an incredible device, and this is where I'm going to go out and say, is this going to be the machine that will bring more people into open source and Linux? And I will tell you is that it will. And we're seeing this a lot right now, as many of you guys that are listening to this podcast probably are gamers. And many of you are listening to this podcast aren't gamers. You just are just working folks. So I understand that this may not appeal to people, but yet it sounds really good. And I myself is that I know how to build computers. So for me, this wouldn't even work for me. And I've always built computers right from the ground up, and I love it. So that's where I stand right there, is I wouldn't get the product because I know it's going to be probably about over $500. Just guesstimating. But I can see the appeal now, and I see why people are just raving about and loving the machine as I'm going through this recording. I'm just thinking, wow, this is an awesome machine. I'm not going to lie. So to put my conclusions right there, and to just put it right there on this right there, is, well, if just depends on how well this goes. And for right now, I have not heard any price point at this time, because now, yeah, let's say if it was, you know, who knows, under 500, that would be very considerable, right? But for me, I'm very happy with my PC. I already have a great graphics card at hand, a good power supply, and everything is working right here on this Windows 11 OS, which, like I've said, I'm considering to go full on Linux if Microsoft continues to screw up and continuously push through more garbage like this. But I will tell you is right now, and very honestly, they're going to accelerate AI, and that's just no stopping. I'm just so sick of the news cycle where Microsoft just don't want to prioritize Windows operating system. They don't want it to make it better. And then I'm just thinking, what is wrong with you as a company that don't want to focus on the consumer base, Yet, even though you ended Windows 10, and yet you're going to continue pushing more AI slop garbage right into the OS. And that's why I've never updated past 23H2 update. And I still have 23H2 version right now on my system as I speak, because I don't want to upgrade, and I don't care, because I'm happy with it. And I feel that if the more I press the upgrade button, the more I'm going to give Microsoft that power on my computer, because it's just nuts that they are doing something that I do not like. And yet, and I'm glad that there's people that have said, you know what, I'm willing to take a chance and get the hell out of the Windows environment altogether. And I don't blame you. And plus, the only thing that's keeping me from upgrading on my main system is probably because, let's say if I decide to go to work, let's say remotely, that will probably hinder me a bit. Where, let's say if a job comes along the way, a opportunity comes around and say, hey, we require you to have either Windows or Mac OS to work with us. And that's, and most of the job postings require you to have these two operating systems too for jobs. And that's what I'm thinking. So instead of doing that, like I've said earlier, I'll just go ahead and purchase either a M.2 NVMe or a SSD for that matter, and say, okay, enough with the trouble, enough with the fuss and the muss and the mess, right? Because I want to use a computer that's stable and something that I don't have to go through a lot of trouble. Anyways, guys, it's an awesome Steam machine. I love the how they're going about this, because we do need disruption, and disruption is best, because look at this, guys. Come on. Steam OS 3. It's an Arch-based Linux. How could you go wrong with that, too? And this is a desktop that's a KDE Plasma. You know, what more can you ask for this, too? But anyways, that's as much as I want to chime in with this story right there, because I think that Steam will blow up again by the next year. Because, I mean, if you think about it, look, as some of you guys may dislike Steam for whatever reason that comes to be, I think it's going to be, just to rule out Steam's negatives, it's going to bring its benefits all the way. What are your take on this too? I'd love to know. Let's get a conversation going down below in the chat, comments, or send your emails and what you think about this. I read every single comments for the videos I post in the podcast I do on this channel. So anyways, guys, we'll be speaking to you guys later. Have a good one. Bye for now. And lastly, if you have celebrated Thanksgiving yesterday, for those of you that are living in North America, happy belated Thanksgiving for all of you guys, and enjoy.